are fresh off of Anime Expo.
I'm fresh off a nap, but yeah, fresh off Anime Expo.
Yeah, well, yeah, we went today, and she took a nap before we got, you know, after we got back and before we decided to record. So, and as we've said before. We did go the last 2 years before this, and this one really was an experience.
That's saying it nicely.
So let's get right into it. So what'd you think about this year?
They suck. That's what I think. They ruined everything. I think I saw one thing on my entire schedule.
Really? That's it?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah. For anyone who hasn't been, Anime Expo is also called LineCon because the lines get really outrageous. But this year it really was really, really bad. So then what would you rate your overall experience at Anime Expo this year?
I feel like with the schedule they tried, there was a lot of stuff to do, but for the sake of that, they'll get like a 3, because honestly, they could get a 0. But like, I'm trying not to blame the whole Anime Expo. Like, I don't know who to blame, but it was really bad. Like, they didn't communicate anything properly. Nothing. From before the con to after. Like, even with the app, it didn't give out proper information, like, in advance. So, like, some things were ticketed, but you had no clue when the tickets were available. And then, like, some people are going to be on that app all day. Mm-hmm. They are. Some people are really going to do the research, but it's like, if you know something's going to happen, why not send out a blast notification of some sort? And then, as it pertains to the lines, if you know where your, whatever room this line is scheduled for only sees about 200 people, like, don't let 400 people line up. Because it's not like those other 200 people are going to be able to go do anything else. Because mm-hmm. you have to get in line 2 hours before the event starts. Mm-hmm. Minimum. Like, most things, you need to be in line at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it doesn't matter what time. It starts at 8 p.m. You still need to be in line at 6. And that shit's annoying. Like, it really is. I don't know what they can do to fix it, but it's really annoying.
Yeah. I felt the same way. The app had kind of had, you know, all the, I won't say all the information that you needed, but the app had a good amount of information, but for some reason, if you had your I know I had my notifications on in my app, so, you know, any type of news or something happened, I was supposed to get a notification, and I did not get a single notification from the app, not one. And like you said, with the ticketed events, they should have, you know, there should have been a notification that, you know, hey.
I got everything that they decided they wanted to send while we were at the expo, though.
Oh, did
I
didn't, you?
Yeah, I got nothing but notifications. Oh, remember, it's 18 plus wristbands and stuff. I wasn't going to none of that. I didn't need that. That was information I did not need. Somebody needed it, and I'm happy somebody got it.
Yeah, I didn't get any information. There was a ticket event that I wanted to go to, and I guess the tickets went live last week before Anime Expo even started, and I had no idea. I just happened to tweet the Anime Expo Twitter page, and then they responded to me a few hours later saying, you know, hey, thanks for asking. The tickets have been available since, you know, Thursday or something like that. So And by the time I found out that they were available, they were sold out. Another big thing for me was, or really for everyone, was how long it took to just to get inside.
That was awful. We're gonna start calling Anime Expo CardioCon because we played the grooviest game of Snake that humans have ever played. Like, we were basically running, like, high knees mm-hmm. to chest to, like, get this game of Snake inside of the expo. Like, it was so dumb.
Yeah, and even first day when the first off, there were only three entrances to get in. So, you know, you've got upwards of 200,000 people trying to get in through three entrances.
Bag check.
Yeah,
all
bag,
this nonsense.
You know, bag check. Very.
Tap your ID or tap your badge when you get in there.
Yeah.
Like.
And like, I understand the security measures, but at the same time, like, you have to find a way to manage that and still be getting people inside within reasonable time, because there's, like I said, there's only three entrances, and on Thursday morning when we showed up, every line for every entrance was, you know, blocks long.
Like, here I am. I was like, okay, let me find the line. Because he dropped me off early because I wanted to do something that started at 10. Was it 10 or was it 11?
I think it might have been 10:30.
Yeah, whatever the hour was, it was enough time for me to, if the line would have been reasonable, I should have been able to get in. So the next thing that he wanted to do was at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the next thing he wanted to do was at 12. I was in line until, no, it was at 12:30 because I got in at like 12:05. Or something mm-hmm. like that. But by that point, I was burnt. But so from before 10, like 9:50 or something like that, till almost 12 o'clock, or around 12 o'clock, I was in line just waiting. And I had to find the end of this line. Like, we were, like, it was a group of people. We were all kind of in a line looking for the end of the line. We walked all the way around the block. And then as soon as we got to, like, the far end of the block, this lady was like, oh, that's not the end of the line. Like, she's standing at the end of the line we were following. She's like, oh, this is not the end of the line. You have to keep going around the block. So I don't know what line that was for, still to this day. And we went around the block. That line took so fucking long to get inside. I don't know how long the people in there took, because they took people out of our line, took them through the garage, which was some secret entrance that they had going on. And I don't know. It was literally set up with the for you to tap your card and everything. Like, it had bag check inside the parking garage, and they were literally taking like 10 people at a time.
Oh wow.
And it would take very, very slow. Like, they didn't want the garage to get packed out like that, and it was a locked door, so you couldn't just go in on your own.
Oh, someone had to open it for you.
Yeah. So like, I can't imagine how much longer it would have taken me if I didn't like slide in that line, because I wasn't even in that line. I crossed our line to go get in that. I was like, huh, let me get with y'all, and like slid my way across. And I don't think anybody was paying attention when they was calling people over, or knew what they was calling them for, because I was like the second time they called people, and I was like, I'll bet you I'll be in the next one. But it was just awful. Like, I'm happy that the weather was the best part of this whole expo, because the last 2 years it's been 115 degrees. This year it was like 80 max, and it made the line bearable, because if it would have been 112 degrees and
with the crowd management that they had, yeah, it would have been,
they would have got beat up. And not by me. I forget who told me, but they said they were waiting in line for 5 hours on Thursday.
Really?
5 hours.
Just to get inside?
Just to get inside.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, yeah, I agree with you on giving them a rating of a 3, because it was really, really bad. There's a lot of people there. We've met some cool people. Or, you know, everyone at least around us suffering through the same things that we were suffering through, for the most part, were
pretty cool. Yeah, I will say it was no favoritism. Like, who wasn't? I can't say somebody had a better time than we did. Unless they were a premiere pass.
But yeah, this year was, it was really, it was just really bad, and it seemed like they did a really good job as far as like the panels and the premieres and stuff that they brought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to blame the whole organization,
but the organizing of the actual event, like as it was happening, was so bad. Like getting people in, getting people out, like getting people in line for panels, getting people in that made it into the line into the panels on time.
Oh my god! It would be 5 o'clock or whatever. If the panel starts at 5, it'd be 5:05. They're like, okay, come on, guys,
right?
Start moving into the room. Like, what do like, you mean? Like,
the line. So some of the lines for panels were outside, and they were the outside line was a bit of a walk from the room that the panel was in. And, you know, if you have 200, 250 people in line and all of them need to get inside, if the panel starts at 4 o'clock, you shouldn't start moving the line at 4 o'clock. Like, the line needs to start moving. You know, if the panel starts at 4, then the line needs to, at the very, very least, and this is still pushing it, the line would need to start moving, you know, 3:45. Because you still have to get everybody inside. And, like, five outside. Five of the lines that were outside, they had to stop traffic because the line has to cross a walkway. So they would stop traffic of people, you know, going from one side of the convention center to the other side. And then they would let a whole bunch of the people that were in the line go. And then they would stop those people to let traffic go through, and then stop traffic again to let the line go through. And like, if that's your process and you're starting that at the same time that the panel is supposed to start, then, you know, the people at the last people in line, by the time they get inside, the panel's over. Or they missed, if the panel's an hour, it didn't took them 40 minutes just to get inside to see the panel. Now they only got 20 minutes of panel left.
It was dumb. I'm still really mad about the Demon Slayer thing, though. So there was an event for Demon Slayer, some type of something or whatever. And so normally, people come and line up, like I said, like 6 o'clock in the morning for an event that starts at 7 p.m. So I guess people were there around 4 or 3. And for the panel that was before that one, so they tried to clear out. Somebody got power hungry, apparently. One of the little red vests. They got power hungry, apparently. Because normally you could just, if you're there early, you just wait in line. And then when the line is apparently full or at some place where they think that it won't fit in the room anymore, they'll cap the line. And they'll just send everybody away, which is a reasonable thing. If you just didn't show up with enough time, you just failed. That's fine. You take an L.
Yeah. And the common thing for most people is usually if you show up to the line an hour before the panel starts, you're not guaranteed a spot, but that's usually about the time that most people will start showing up. And, you know, you usually can get in. You might not be, you know, first in line or, you know, be able to get the best seats, but usually about an hour before the panel starts is when people start, when most people will start to line up.
Yeah, so what people were there, it started at 7, it was on Saturday, and people were there at like 3 or 4 o'clock already, and then so I guess because one of the red shirts was the volunteers, mind you, they're not even like...
Right, they're not hired employees, they're volunteers, they're most of them are like, they're people that they volunteered, essentially they're exchanging work to be able to get into Anime Expo for free or lower cost or something like that, but
I don't know. Either way it goes. I mean, I'm grateful that people do volunteer to help, but whoever this one person was, you can go somewhere. But So the people that were already lining up for the Demon Slayer event were told to clear out the space. So then they like corded off the square area where the line would go, and then kept pushing back the lineup time. So they're like, oh, we're not gonna line up till 5:30. Oh, we're not gonna line up till 6. We're not gonna line up till 6:30. Like, literally, the event starts at fucking 7. Why would you start the line at 6:30? Why? So then it gets to be about 6:30. And mind you, it is a mob that they could have prevented had they just capped the line. It doesn't matter what time people got there. If they want to sit there all fucking day from 6 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, I don't care, because I have other things I would like to do between 6 and 7. And if they happen to dedicate their day to waiting that line, I guess I missed out. And I can deal with that. But what I cannot deal with is the stupidity that it takes to fuck up that whole thing. Like, literally, like, they were yelling at people talking about we were fire hazards. Like, couldn't nobody move because you're the dummy that fucking let the line get like this. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. It was never needed. So, like, it was like the part where the line is like a big zigzag that they do, like this, like, it's a big
like
S.
Like a snake line, yeah.
And so that's how they keep people, like, you know, in order or whatever. That's whatever. I think it's stupid, but whatever. So it was three sides that were filled with people, like literally filled with people. That room probably sits about 200 people. There was about 1,000 people probably waiting. And I'm not even being funny. There was at least 1,000 people waiting
to get in that line. It was a huge crowd of people just trying, and everybody was just trying to get in line. Like, everyone's just trying to get in line for the Demon Slayer event.
And then, so they were like, oh, we're going to take little pockets of people from different spots or whatever, right? So
at 6:30, mind you. And it starts at 7. At 6:30, they decide they're going to start letting people into the line a little bit at a time, section by section. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
Okay, so they started with our side. They grabbed, like, 4 or 5 people from our one side of the rectangle. Then they go to the other side and they let in like maybe 5-10 people on that side, and then they come back to our side, get about 5 more people. Then all of a fucking sudden they start letting in like 20 people on the other side and do not come back to our side at all. They did not come back to our side one time. And then this lady, people was snitching, people was lying, like, this was like so bad. And then, like, the cool part was when they finished the line, we did not get in, by the way. But when they finished putting people in the line and they said the line is capped, everybody fucking left. Because that's what would have fucking happened if they did that in the first place. You wouldn't have told nobody there was a fire hazard. You wouldn't have been being disrespectful to people. You wouldn't have done none of that if you would have said the line is capped a long-ass time ago. There would have been a line in the box and the line was capped. And this leads into today, which also pissed me off. So that was this whole thing yesterday. They were trying to make something that they were going to call security. Security wasn't going to make it in because it was so many people. Where was security going to get to? They were going to start elbowing people? That's stupid. You should have did your job right. Well, you've never done this before, so why would you choose to do it today? Or yesterday, rather. So today, we get there around, what's time I get there, like 11?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 11, like 10:30, 11, yeah.
So we get inside. The line wasn't long today because nobody, I'm sure everybody was fucking fed up by this point. But so we get in there today pretty fast. And so the then I wanted to go to was the Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Dreaming premiere. And it started at 1:30 p.m. I'm there at 11 o'clock. I grab me some nachos. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just sit in this area because there's another event that is right before that event, which I could physically see the line, and it was super small. It was like maybe 30 people in that line for the whole entire event, right? So then I'm sitting there eating my food because I'm like, you know, I'm just going to wait until that line goes in, and then I'll just hop in line. I'm just minding my own business, and I happen to hear the lady say, oh, the line for something is capped, and I'm like, I'm trying to think because I know she's working at the spot that I'm sitting at. And so I'm like, okay, this line ain't capped. So what line is she talking about? Because this line ain't even wrapped around a second time yet. So I know she's talking about this line. So I said, excuse me, ma'am. What are you saying is capped? She was like, oh, the bunny girl one. And I was like, how is that capped when I'm looking at the event prior to that event? Like, I'm looking at the line prior to this one. How is your line capped? Where is your line? And she was like, oh, well, since yesterday people didn't want to leave from the other event, talking about the Demon Slayer event, since people didn't want to leave, we had to do something else because people were here at 6 o'clock this morning waiting for this event. And so we had to move them into another room because we didn't want what happened yesterday to happen today. First of all, it wouldn't have happened today if you would just tell people the line was capped. And then I said, so where would you go? I said, y'all need to put up a sign or something. She's like, oh, well, I'm telling people. I said, that shit's not working. It's clearly not working because I've been sitting here eating nachos not knowing that this line was capped. I would have not, I could have been doing something else. Like, the time you waste in line to not get into something is fucking stupid because there's so much other shit to do. I could have went and tried to get another line. I had other things I could have tried to do. I could have went and looked to see if the Pokeball event was even full. It might not have been full. But I had to pick one or the other because you have to get in line early.
Yeah.
And it's so dumb because it's like, I sat there. I didn't have to eat those nachos. I didn't even want nachos. It just happened to be right next door. And I, like, it was literally right next to the line. So I was like, well, I'll just grab some nachos from here and eat them because I'm hungry. But I don't also, I see this line is little right now. I don't want to leave. Go find some food somewhere else and then come back and not be able to get in line. No signage, no nothing. I'm telling you, I had sat there for at least 20 minutes before she said anything to anybody about the next line being capped. And then, so the other part that pissed me off is the girl across the way, which for another line, she's hollering out, Pokemon is capped, Pokemon is capped. So if I would have been looking for Pokemon, I would have known to keep fucking walking. I would have known. Because she repeats it at least every 30 seconds. I know, I wasn't even looking for the Pokemon event, and I know it was capped. Like, I know for right now, it was capped. But there was nothing said. Like, there, no. I've been saying it out loud. Where have you been saying that? I ain't heard you say it to nobody. But that shit just pisses me off because you waste so much time in line to not even get to do what you wanted to do. And these people know how many people sign up for these events in advance. If you need to swap rooms around, do that. Like, I don't know. You can see how many people want to put something on their schedule. And if you need to swap something around to another room that has more capacity for a bigger crowd, you need to do that. Because it's uncalled for.
And you need to send out a notification in your app, which is the whole point of having the app. Like, send a notification out. Hey, you know, we see that this is on your schedule. This has been moved. Like, even like what Diamond was telling you when they moved the... There was an event for anime debates that was supposed to happen. What was that, Friday night?
Saturday.
It was supposed to happen Saturday night at...
11. What,
at 11.
And they pushed it up to 10 o'clock. And
they pushed the debates to 10 o'clock for whatever reason, and no one knew. The people who were debating weren't even notified that they pushed it up to 10 o'clock. And for, you know, whatever reason.
Not enough time.
Yeah, like, whatever reason they pushed it up. But, like, it was so unorganized. Like, everything beforehand was well organized as far as the planning. But the organization once.
The execution.
The execution was so bad that, like, you. You move something from 11 to 10 and you don't tell anybody, like, that's a big issue, especially if it's a big event, like in a debate where you're supposed to have contestants and the contestants can't even show up because you haven't notified anyone that it was moved.
That's dumb. But I feel like I angered myself enough. But yeah, that's why it's rated out of 3. I can't, the schedule, I could have rated, I probably wouldn't give it a 10, but, I mean, the schedule was fine, but it was literally the execution of the lines and had the caps and the red vest thinking that they somebody important, like.
Yes, I was excited this year. Like, I'm usually, like, I'm ready to go, but, you know, this year, going into it, I was really excited because the schedule was so good. And then you get there and everything kind of fell apart because they weren't, I don't know if they weren't prepared for the amount of people that were going to go to certain events or what, but like, But I feel like we had this, it was about the same amount of people this year as last year. Because last year they sold out, and this year they sold out. So, and last year everything went so much smoother. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I think we didn't have any issues last year. Yeah. Like any major.
Outside of the heat, everything was straight. But this year, it's like, what was the issue? Because you have the same amount of people, yet somehow you have a complete, completely imploded upon itself as far as the execution went this year. And there's no explanation at all for any of it.
They had way more entrances last year, too, and exits. I don't know. We got in way faster last year than this year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
but what even happened. Then, it was still just the three. It was only the three entrance points, the same three entrance points last year.
I don't know.
The one on, it was one on the exhibit hall building, one on the,
maybe and then two on more the. Maybe there was more things, though. Like
yeah,
more,
there was more of the little walkways. There was more
there
of
those. There was more something, because it didn't do, it was not. There was some people that waited, even like the first year we went, there was people that waited all day that first day to just get their badges. Like if mm-hmm. you, because I went the first year on day zero to get our badges, so we didn't have to wait for that. But like some people literally had to wait like all day the first year. But last year, I don't remember it being that bad.
Mm-hmm. And even like people who were picking up their badges day of, they might have had a bad wait. But like getting in, once you had your badge, getting inside was not a problem.
Yeah, I don't know what they did wrong this year, but I don't know. But I mean, it wasn't all for loss. There were some good times too. It was like a toxic relationship, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there was some fun stuff, and we did, as upset as we were about the Demon Slayer thing not being able to get into it, where we ended up in the entertainment hall, since we didn't get in, and we ran into Kira Please and King Vader. So that was pretty dope. Got to talk to them for a little bit, like a little, not quite a meet and greet, but it was cool to see some like black social media well-known people out there. So
yeah, and Saturday was like, other than the Demon Slayer thing, it was a pretty good day. We handed out pins all day. That was fun, just like walking up to, well, mm-hmm. I handed out pins from Thursday
to Saturday.
I didn't hand them out today because I didn't really go nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean I saw some black people. Actually, that's one thing I do want to note. There was a hell of black people this year.
Was,
like,
yeah, this year there was a
lot of black people.
We were not
a minority at all. Like, we were not 13%.
So, just to kind of put it in perspective, our first year that we went, which was 2017, we saw maybe less than 20 other black people. Like,
yeah,
it was 20. Well, our first year that we went, the black people were so far and few in between. We were walking around like, oh, there goes one. Oh, there's one right there. Oh, there go two right there. Like, we didn't see a lot of them at all. But this year, there were so many. Like, if we would have been trying to count them and point them out, we would have been counting all day.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, it was a range of black people, too. Like, everybody think, not everybody, let me be specific with what I say. But, like, a lot of people that don't know about anime that are black, they like to like, stereotype people that like anime that are black into this, like, nerd box of, like, the sheltered nerd that doesn't go outside type shit. There was hood niggas in there. Like, I'm talking about niggas with tattoos on their face in there shopping. Like, I'm
with Naruto headband on.
It was a range. It was black families, like, regular, you know, youth black, like, you know, like teens to the early 20s and stuff like that. It was older black people. Like, it was a range. It was beautiful. Like, I didn't hand out pins to everybody. I really only did it to like people I think would listen to what we have to say, and also that were kind of standing still, because I didn't want to bother nobody if they was like on a mission to like get mm-hmm. somewhere, because I understand how annoying that is. Somebody stop you to talk to you about something that you don't care about at the time. And it's not that you'll never care. But if you're busy, you're not going to be listening to what I have to say. So most of the people I gave pins to were either standing still or, like, I asked to take a picture of the cosplay or something or stuff like that. But I only handed out the pins to the blacks.
And shout out to anyone who, you know, may be listening to this episode, too, that we gave a pin to. Anybody that was there at Anime Expo that shared in our pain.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, other than the poor execution of just the panels and the lines and stuff like that, the rest of it was fun. Like, we had a lot of fun, like, shopping. We had a lot of fun in the artist alley, just getting people information. Because, like, I also do want to put, like, maybe, like, a list of artists to kind of go look into their stuff. I don't know when I'm going to make time to do that, but it'll happen one day. But I got, like, their cards and stuff and, like, took pictures. So some people didn't have business cards. They had little, like, take a picture of this to keep their information or whatever. So I kind of want to show off good art.
Yes, there were a lot of dope artists.
Yeah, we did get most of the stuff that we went in there looking for.
Except for Quintessential Quintuplets, anything.
Nobody had. Well, I got two posters for two of the Quints. But other than that, we only saw two whole vendors have anything for the Quints. And then the first vendor we saw, they only had three things left. So they had probably been sold out by that point. Oh, if they even had any three, because we don't even know. They had two of the same Quints.
Two Ichika keychains and then a Nino keychain. And then we...
No, it was Yotsuba. It wasn't
Yotsuba. Oh, you're right. It was Yotsuba. Yeah, you're right. So two Ichika and a Yotsuba when we got there. And then we came back not that long after, and all three of those were also gone. So the few vendors that did have Quint stuff, clearly they sold out very quickly.
So. Yeah, I'm sure they under-prepared for that. I don't think they knew nobody liked it.
Yeah, that's why I feel like they didn't realize how popular that show was.
Yeah, they didn't see it coming. But I did. There's this one vendor I got the two posters from. They did have charms for your like phone or your backpack or whatever, but they didn't have any when we found them. And I'm upset because I went down there every day, and you know you can't see everything because it's too many people.
Artist Alley is so like walking through aisles in Artist Alley is like being packed in like sardines.
Yeah, it's bad. But so we missed out on that. But she said that she was going to be restocking soon. She said maybe at the end of this month because she does like restock for cons and stuff like that. So I said I will be waiting for that. I don't have her information right now. I'll make a post about it eventually. And then I'll probably wait until after I buy my Quint stuff before you guys try to go get everything before I can get it. But I have to go through my bags. I threw all the cards in the bags and stuff. But their posters were bomb. I got a Mai-san, Nino, and a Miku poster. Miku. So, I'm happy about those. I got to get a frame for them. But I think they're the same size as this one. But yeah, so other than that, oh, we also found some cool t-shirts.
Awesome vendors. T-shirts.
He found his little face masks.
Yeah, I got my face mask that I wanted. Today's Sunday, I didn't get my face mask until today. The first 3 days, I didn't really like too many of the ones that I saw. And it's funny because today, when I first walked into the exhibit hall where the majority of the sellers were at, like, I almost bought a face mask that I wasn't all the way sold on just because I wanted a face mask. And some told me, nah, wait, just wait. And then I had on Thursday, I had seen two face masks that I really liked, and I didn't get a chance to stop the two people that I saw with them and ask if they got them at Anime Expo or if they, you know, had came with them on their own. And I'm, like, looking for these masks, and I cannot find them. And then I didn't see anyone else wearing them. So I had, you know, I was starting to think, okay, maybe that vendor isn't here. And then this morning when I was there, I'm walking around and I was looking for a face mask to buy, but I wasn't, you know, necessarily looking for these face masks. And I kind of stumbled upon them and it was like, oh, perfect. Finally found them. And I finally was able to get my face mask that I had been looking for 4 days.
Oh, I got my yearly pin, and I also got an Anime Expo t-shirt, my first one. But I always get the show pin that they sell. It's like $6, but so I have one from 2017, one from 2018, and then one from this year. Very proud of them. They're like, you know, I was here.
And we got the most adorable little Nezuko pins.
Oh yeah, those were nice. Nezuko, and I got Tanjiro.
Yeah.
And then I found the vendor from last year that I got. I used Keihie and
Kurama,
but they didn't have Koabara last year. And but that ran out. And then so this year I found them and I got a Koabara pin to go with the other three. So now I'm happy about that. And yeah, I could have just made it, but it's not the same. If it's not, I couldn't make it exactly how she made it. And they all like, you know, I think she hand draws them or somebody else draws them. I don't know, but they all, I wanted them to match. So I'm happy I found that vendor again. I got a Demon Slayer charm too for my phone or for my backpack, but it's a Tanjiro and Nezuko on one charm. And I also got a Dazai charm. I got a Dazai charm.
And a Bungo Stray Dog shirt.
Got a Bungo Stray Dog shirt. I got a, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon t-shirt. And a Hunter x Hunter t-shirt. Is that all shirts I got? Feel like it. I'm so mad that one t-shirt shop doesn't have online sales. Like, that's so stupid.
Man, because they had
some good shirts.
Yeah, and they had a shirt that I wanted, but they just didn't have my size.
Yeah, I'm not about to be just buying all the shirts at the expo. Like, I gotta pay some of my money out and grow. I'm responsible. So, but yeah, there was a bunch of different stuff. We also got a free fruits basket pin.
Oh yeah, we did.
For just taking a picture. That was fun. There was a lot of fruits basket stuff though this year. I was surprised, like the newer fruits basket, not the old version.
You got your manga volumes too, your first volume, or first volume.
First chapter of, like, I have a collection I'm growing of just chapter ones of anime that I enjoy, so I can have, like, a physical collection of stuff. So when I see one, I grab it, because I don't be in bookstores, first of all, to run into manga in the first place, but when I, Barnes & Noble was in there. And they had a bunch. I went over there because I saw Bungo Stray Dogs on the wall of their panel thing. And they didn't get it in time. But that's just going to make me go buy it anyway. I'm just going to go buy it online. But so I got Goblin Slayer. I have Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon? And then I got Fruits Basket. And they're all the chapter ones. And Fruits Basket is thick with two Z's.
Like, yeah, Fruits Basket, first volume is like a Harry Potter book.
I think they all were thick though too. Like, yeah. None of them were skinny. Most of the other manga I have is like thinner books, but that one was a novel. But I mean, we did get into a few of the panels that we tried to get into. Some of them had some previews and premieres. So
that were like exclusive.
Yeah, we can get into those. You can start. You saw Dr. Stone.
Yeah, so I got into the Dr. Stone premiere. And the show started streaming this weekend. But they had an event to air it the day before it started streaming on Crunchyroll. So I was able to see it a day early. And that was great. And then they did an interview with who was it? I can't. They brought someone who worked on it out on stage to do like a Q&A with them. But I didn't stay for that.
Okay. We also saw a couple other premieres that are not coming out as of yet, but they're pretty awesome. Like the Great, what was it? The
Great Pretender. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. It won't be out till next year.
It said 2020 for Great Pretender, and that premiere was. That I can't wait for that show.
We saw it twice. That's the cool part, because one panel showed us
the like, first the, half of
like the first few minutes of the episode, and then another panel showed us the whole episode. And when I say that's going to be fire, so everybody write that down. When that drops, put it. I don't know how you can like prep yourself for next year. I don't know if it's like, you know, if the info is already on something for like a tracking site or something. But make sure you write that down, because when that comes out, you are not going to
want
to miss it.
You will want to watch that show.
It's about two scammers, one from Japan, one from France, and they kind of bump into each other in the worst way. And so the Japanese scammer kind of gets in over his head, and now he ends up having to follow the French scammer to get his money back. And they end up in LA, and it's cute how they show little shots of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, you watch anime, you think that what you see is like real, but you can't confirm, because right. You don't live in Japan to, you know, oh, I know where that's at. Mm-hmm. You know that, but when they hinted at when they showed little segments of LA, you're like, oh, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you like, you immediately see like, yes, that is. That's perfect. That's just what it looks like, you know. So that was kind of cool to see. Well, I guess if you don't live in LA, you wouldn't know anyway. But but it's kind of cool to see your neighborhood, you know, like in the anime itself. So you definitely want to check that out. They said that they're going to be traveling all over the globe.
In that show, yeah.
In the show. So we'll be seeing a bunch of different areas other than just Japan for the scenery. So I think that's going to be pretty pretty nice. So very excited about that one.
Yeah, and the show was hilarious, and I loved it. I loved every minute. Like, I was almost surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And then another show that we got to see the premiere of, another one that's not coming out until next year as well, was a show called Inspector, which is N-I-N / Spectre. And that show is kind of a like a supernatural mystery detective kind of show. And even that one was really good to me as well. And it's starring Mamoru Miyano. So if anybody's into Japanese voice actors, he's like, he's kind of a big deal as far as Japanese voice actors go. He's done a ton of roles. Janice called him the Sam Jackson of of anime voice acting. Because he's, you know, he's been in Zombieland Saga, Bungo Stray Dogs, Hunter,
he's been in countless things. Like, yeah, it was like so bad that we was like, literally, like, oh my god, like, everything that we, like, have seen, he's been in, like, and as, like, main actors, like, he was Dazai, like,
yeah, and he's
crazy.
He's Kroyo in Hunter,
like, he's been acting. He said he was a child actor. But he started doing like voice acting. I think he was turning 18 or something like that.
Yeah, like 17, 18.
Yeah, so he's been like voice acting for a very long time. And he got range, because the characters that he's done have been different. Like,
yeah, very different characters.
And so his character in this show, he is I don't know how to explain him, but I also don't want to ruin that either. But
he's the main boy in this show, and there's something special about him that the yokai notice, but they can't really put their finger on. Yokai is like spirits and ghosts in Japanese, so like they're all kind of scared of him, but nobody really can say why. But he's the main character, and he kind of, you really can't say you know him. Like, you know, like, it's like he'll say something and you'll believe him, he'll be lying, like, but you don't know that he's lying because it seems so honest. But I'm really excited to see that. That one's not coming out until 2020,
2020
right?
Also, yeah.
2020, hurry up. That's all I got to say. But what else? I feel like there was more that we saw.
I think we saw a bunch
of different premieres, like not premieres, but like previews of stuff that's going to be coming out too. Netflix has some stuff dropping. What is it?
Cannon Busters.
That's the show. I was like, Gear Busters. I was like, that's wrong. Like
Cannon Busters.
Busters is about to be lit. Yes,
I am very, very excited for this show. Last year at Anime Expo, well, the show is by LaShawn Thomas, who was the supervising, I think he was the supervising art director for season 1 and 2 of the Boondocks.
I didn't know he worked on Lizzie McGuire. That was cool.
Yeah,
he was on the animation side of Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah,
I was the only one that clapped for that.
Yeah, he worked on Lizzie McGuire, worked on the Boondocks.
He said he worked on something else.
There was another show that everyone knows. I can't remember which one it was, he said.
Oh, Ben 10.
Ben 10, that's right. He worked on Ben 10.
Not the original Ben 10, the Elite or something? I forget what the... It's the metric to the title, and he also worked on Batman. I forget which one. It's not the animated...
It's not Batman, the animated series.
It's a different one that has, like, Nemesis or something in the title. I can't remember what he said, because I don't know that Batman version. I heard it today, and it kind of went in one ear and out the other, but he did work on a... Right. Animated Batman series. That's not the animated one.
But I mean, LaShawn Thomas, he's pretty well known, so you can Google him and see his filmography if you want to check it out. He didn't talk about it at AX today, but he's also working on a show called Yasuke, which is about the first black samurai, African samurai, based on a true story. So, but Cannon Busters is something he's been working on for a while. Netflix picked it up last year at Anime Expo. He did kind of like a behind the scenes teaser video of it, and then this year he came with an actual trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks amazing.
The art, like, is awesome.
It's so good.
And seamless.
And there were, and for the Netflix panel, it wasn't just him. There were three other creators up there with him as well. And all the shows that they each there was four creators for the Netflix panel, and they, you know, kind of gave us a taste of four different shows, and all four shows sounded good.
Yeah, and they were all also ethnic too. So there was a Filipino show, then there was like a Hispanic show, then Cannon Busters is kind of black, mm-hmm. more so than anything. I feel like I saw other colors in that one,
mm-hmm.
but the main characters are black. And was there four or was there three?
There was four. So there was Cannon Busters. I can't remember the name. There was a Filipino one. There's a Hispanic one called Seis Manos.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Six Hands.
And then that one. There is a, I didn't catch the title of the other one, but it's by Polygon Studio, I believe. It's like a CG. It's anime, but it's CGI. And it looks a lot like Megalobox. I didn't want to say that out loud while I was there, but it looks very much like Megalobox. It's, you know, it's a fighting show, and they use you know, mechanized gear in their fighting. So, but it did. I won't say it did look good. It just reminded me a lot of Megalobox. But I think three of the four shows are coming this year. And then the Filipino one, he said they kind of just started development, really. So who knows what the timetable on that one is. But
yeah, he was showing like background art, which was still good. But that's how far they had came. Mm-hmm. Then he was showing like designs for the characters, but not
animations nothing animated of the characters.
Which is fine. But I am excited because Cannon Busters is going to be dropping on the 15th of August.
Yes.
And then I think the Seis Manos drops in December.
I think it said fall. It didn't have a specific date. It just said fall 2019. And then the boxing one was winter 2019. Mm-hmm. But neither one of those had a date. But Cannon Busters, August 15th.
Netflix. So put that on your radar. Put it in your calendar, open it up, and type in search for Cannon Busters on August 15th. I need everybody to watch it that day.
Just binge the whole thing. And then also, they announced that Carolyn Tuesday will be dropping on Netflix August 30th. The first 12 episodes. The first 12 just finished running in Japan last week.
Maybe.
And they did premiere the first episode of Carolyn Tuesday at the panel that they made the announcement. We just happened to
have already seen it
through other means. And, you know, there was a whole lot of people who seemed to have also already seen it. So.
Yeah. Also, Fire Force, if you haven't checked that out already, that we were at a panel that brought that up. I watched the episode yesterday while we were waiting in line, because that's how long the line was. I just popped my AirPods in and tuned in. But at least this reception was better, because I wouldn't have been able to watch it otherwise.
That was one of the pluses, too, was the reception, because the last 2 years, while you were there, you literally cannot use your phone. You couldn't use your phone at all. And this year, I had some spots where I couldn't really use my phone, but for the most part, I was able to actually use my phone this year.
Yeah, so that's a really good show. It's made by the same people that did Soul Eater, so if you liked Soul Eater, you are definitely going to see, like, things that look exactly like Soul Eater. Like, the main character to me looks just like that. He looks, the whole teeth thing, that is definitely 100% Soul Eater. Like, the first episode is, for lack of a better word, fire. I can't wait to see how they continue to go with that, with this concept. Basically, it's people just randomly turn into, like, what's called infernals. And, basically, they set on fire and people have to basically kill them. But there's also like second generation, they're not infernals if they're second generation, but they're like, they still can master fire. But then there's like second and third generation. And so these people don't spontaneously combust, but they have the powers to be able to wield fire some type of way or control it. And, so the main character, he is a third generation, whatever it's called, and he is pretty awesome. So it's already streaming, so the first episode's already out. It's on Crunchyroll, so go check that out. They also showed us To the Abandoned Sacred Beasts. We saw a little bit of that, even though I had already seen the episode the first day it dropped. That show's going to be great. Basically, I mean, we did the synopsis on the last episode, but in the first episode, there's like the three main characters who kind of grew up together, and then they one of them was like a scientist and created this thing to turn people into what they call incarnates. There's too many words that sound the same. Infernals, incarnates. But so these people turn into like these dangerous beasts to help, I think, the North win the war against the South, like a civil war going on in some country called Patria. And I don't know who they're trying to emulate, but, you know, North versus South sounds to me like the Civil War in America. and also Korea, but basically they're able to turn into these beasts to try to win the war. And but over time, the beasts are losing control of their human side and become more of a beast. And so they're kind of having to, like population control that, like, amongst themselves. So that's going to be very interesting. Like, after the war is all said and done, these incarnates are still turning into monsters. And what are we going to do about that, basically? So I'm interested to see how that's going to carry out. I think it's going to be a great anime. And
you drafted that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I drafted Fire Force, too.
Oh, yeah, you got both of those. So, yeah, anybody who maybe this is your first episode tuning in, go back to our last episode. We did a summer 2019 draft, and she drafted both Fire Force and To the Abandoned Sacred Beasts. So.
Yeah, them going to be fire. So, we have not... we're early at episode one, so we're not picking our top three of the drafts yet because... they're not out.
We wait till week three to do our picks.
Yeah, so don't hold your breath on that one. We'll be back for that. But so I think that's about the majority of the good anime that we saw. Nothing was bad though. Like, I didn't see anything that was just like, oh my god, this is like, it's gonna be trash. Like, but I can't remember everything that I saw. I think I did a good job because we did not get into that many panels because of the lines. Like, we could have seen so much other stuff. Like, we didn't get into the Funimation panel. I think we just totally gave up. Did we go to the Crunchyroll one?
Yeah, we got into Crunchyroll.
Okay, we got into the Crunchyroll one. But yeah, I think we just like some one. I think it was Saturday that we just kind of. It was Friday that we just was like no. Because we got dressed that day. We cosplayed that day.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we're not even about to try to, like...
Yeah, it was... we was like, it's whatever.
Yeah, nobody cared enough. And there was, like, two good panels that morning. And it was just like, whatever. And then there was one after Funimation when we didn't get into that one. And we missed one after that, too. There was another one. Aniplex. We didn't get to the Aniplex one.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was... There were some other ones that we just... It wasn't the schedule's fault. It was a lot of fault.
But the fun of was it the Funimation one when they capped the line, but we were in it.
Yeah, so and then... the line was already like, you know, medium long, so we got in line thinking we're good. So then, like, maybe 10 minutes later, like, oh, the line's capped to other people that were coming in the line, so we thought we were safe, right? So we're sitting there, we're waiting. We got there maybe an hour early, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was like an hour early.
Yeah, we were so standing in line for an hour.
Yeah, so we waited until they started bringing people in the room. And then they're like, oh, the line is, the room's
full.
Mind you, we were not even, like, the next 50 people.
There was a whole half of the line left still.
Like, there was still hell of people in front of us before the line, like, there's people before us and after us. And it was not, we were not, like, 51 and 52. Like, it was, like, a lot of people in front of us when they said that the room was capped because it was full. After they brought the line in. Mm-hmm. So, like, they should... If you know how many seats are in there, you guys got clickers in your hands. What are you using them for?
Right. You're supposed to be counting. You're supposed to know how many you can fit into the room and how many are in the line.
That's the whole purpose of your job. That's it. What, like... You should have to pay to be here now because you're not doing nothing.
Right. You're just there, taking up space like the rest of us.
So... Yeah, we wanted to get more information for you guys firsthand, but we were not able to.
But, you know, hopefully, you know, we did get some good stuff, so hopefully you guys are content with with what we were able to get.
Yeah, and I've been seeing stuff on the internet, and I was trying to retweet news stuff that I see also on the Twitter page, so... If we didn't say anything here, it might be on the Twitter page. But yeah, I mean, all in all, I'll still give it a 3 for the whole thing. Yeah, maybe a 5 because I got to buy stuff.
And there was some dope merch. So, about it. Anything else? Do we have announcements? We got any announcements? No.
Oh, we got one person that saw us, and they're going to get a t-shirt sent out. Let me make sure I have her name correct. Shout out to her for even knowing who we are. We felt like, you know, she was like, oh, I know you guys. I was ready to cry. Like, I was so ready to cry. But that felt really cool. Her at on Instagram is Things Nat Says. And yeah, she, for the fact, some fact that she even knew who we were at all, like the logo looks familiar. Like, like I felt touched, like, because I wasn't really expecting anybody to know who we were. Like, I know we're super small right now and we're, you know, we're aspiring to be bigger. But just for the simple fact that one person, especially with how many people were there too, like there was people I know that were at Anime Expo. I didn't see them. Mm-hmm. So it's like somebody that I don't know.
Right.
Knew our
that
logo.
Listens to us.
They didn't know our faces. Like she, if I didn't hand her a pin, she wouldn't have known who we were by our faces. But when she saw the logo, she, you know, oh, I know, I've seen this before. I know you guys. I was like, oh, girl, don't make me cry. But she's cool, so she's gonna get a T-shirt. Very excited about that. And I mean, I don't mind doing stuff. So like, if you see us in the streets, like, speak. Like, you know, like, I'm always thinking of ways to, like, give people free stuff. I don't know why. I be acting like I got money or something. But, like, I'm always, like, you know, if you fuck with us, we fuck with you. Like, you know? Also, after this episode, we are going to start looking into Black content creators in the greater Los Angeles area to start with. To kind of people that are into anime, of course, or even if they're creating like their own, even if it's just they're creating a comic or they're creating something more Americanized than anime, that is awesome too. Like, we're not, we want to put, you know, Black people on a platform. We want people to know what's going on here as well, because this is, you know, we don't have that type, we don't have a Black platform in Los Angeles. We're kind of, kind of shut out. Like, no, like, people don't like working with each other in LA, so it's like we're not from here, so we don't have that same that same mentality. So we just kind of want to put everybody, like, put their stuff out, and if somebody comes across it because they listen to us, great, you know, just get more and more presentation and representation of Black people doing creative things. Like, I think that needs a way bigger platform than we have.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're a creator or you know a creator that's local to Los Angeles area, hit us up. We'll get an interview or something set up.
Yeah. Other than that, I feel like that was exciting news. But I would like to say, would you go back to Anime Expo if it was the same as it is this year, next year?
No. Mm-mm. No, I had decided towards the end of Friday, like, this might be our last time here, because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before the horrible fiasco that Saturday was. So unless there's some type of improvements,
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking the only way I would go back is as industry or in the artist alley making pins. Cuz like I don't even
if we can get an industry pass next year, then I'll consider it. But this year was just, but even remember the vendor told us that they had an issue getting
like, if I'm not going to panels, I won't be as mad. But if I'm sitting here, if I'm working, it's different than if I'm, like, trying to go see stuff for the simple fact of seeing stuff. Because it'd be a lot different. My mindset would be, it wouldn't be I paid to come see stuff. It would be I paid to come sell stuff. And, you know, it would be different. Like, if my booth just happened to not be in the place where nobody could see it, that would piss me off. But if customers just didn't come to my booth, that'd be different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's there, they can see it, if they want to come, they can. But if I'm, like, in some ducked off corner and nobody sees me, that would upset me, which I don't think is even a thing, because
everybody's in a spot where
I've never seen nobody be off in a cut. So, yeah. But that would be the only thing that would upset me from that mindset, like, because my view would shift because I'm not there as a patron. I'm there as a, you know, an establishment. So it's a lot different when that is the lens than as a consumer coming to consume, and I cannot consume. Like, I feel deprived. So other than that, I would not come back. Like, it's the same way. Like, if they put out some announcements, some apologies, this is what we're doing to fix it for next year, we could talk about it, but
yeah, as it was this year, nope, we'll not be back.
Diamond didn't even come today.
Really?
She did not leave her house. Wow. Sunday, like today, Sunday. She didn't even do the fourth day. Because I was waiting in the line for the Bunny Girl Senpai thing, and then so I texted her. I was like, girl, just come. I'll hold the spot. The line was empty. Like, I was like, I'll hold your spot. And then I heard the lady say, oh, the line is captured. I texted them. I said, don't come, bro. Just stay at home. She was like, good thing I hadn't even got to my car yet. Like, she was like walking out the door to go to her car when I texted her. And she was like, well, good thing I hadn't, like, you know, left. Because I would have, like, you know, I wouldn't have wanted her to come because of the dumb shit that was going on. I'm still mad, though. How do you move a line?
And not tell anybody.
And not say nothing. Not have no sign up, nothing. Like, y'all got all this paper around here. Somebody needed to be, I don't know. That shit still pissing me off. Especially because, like, the two events that I wanted to go to, I'm really big fans of both of the events. The Demon Slayer event and Bunny Girl Senpai event. Like, I'm really big fans of those both. And it's like, the way they picked those people yesterday, oh my god. I wanted to fight everybody that got in line. Like, and it wasn't even their fault. Oh! Like, it wasn't the people that got in line's fault. It was the red shirt's fault. And then they had such attitudes. Like,
yeah.
That was so disgusting to me. Like, that was horrible. Like, that rubbed me the wrong way. And if it were, like, any other type of event, they would have got their asses cut out. Like, dead ass. Like, I didn't like it. Well, you want a lesson? They wasn't talking to me either. That, there's that. They wasn't talking to me. They was talking to the crowd. And they was like, well, if you guys want a lesson, you wouldn't even be in this predicament. Then blah, blah, blah. No, if you would have had the line in order, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Because if you would have told people the line was capped, nobody would sit here and wait.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell me the line's capped because there's no fucking line.
And then I think, too, whoever was, like, in charge of organizing the red vest people, the volunteers, they didn't have, you know, because the people who were out there, they didn't know what to do.
Mm-mm.
Like, a lot of that came from them being, they got kind of thrown into a situation and they didn't know what to do. And I feel like they panicked, you know. I feel like they panicked and, like, they didn't know how to handle it. But there should have been someone, you know, overseeing them who knows how to handle that kind of situation and can tell them, okay, you know, we weren't expecting this, but let's handle it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of kind of throwing them out there and then they got to figure it out as it's happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they need to make better use of their app too. Because, like, I feel like if you can, like, get on a wait list for a table on Yelp, you should be able to get on a wait list for an event at Anime Expo. I feel like if you put out, like, oh, this event, the line starts at this time or whatever. If you don't make it, you don't make it. It's like Jordan's. Like, if you're not in line. Like, it's cool. But at least if you know you missed that one, you know you can go to another one. You don't got to be waiting in line to miss. Because, like, on my schedule, I didn't just put one thing per time frame. I put anything that I wanted to do on there because I know that the lines are weird. Mm-hmm. Like that. Like, if I walk past the line that's too long, I'm just going to go to the next one.
Right.
Because I know. But if I don't know that line is capped, I will wait there because I want to see what I want to see. But, like, if they had a better app management, and I know there's developers, this is a geeky-ass event. Somebody can do that. Like, there is no reason why you can't do that. And I get it. Some people don't use their cell phones, blah, blah, blah. But there needs to be a way for if you don't use your cell phone, you just got to be in line early or whatever. That's cool. Like, something. If you're physically there, then you're physically there. And the app just, you know, like, somebody is tallying that at, like, with a some type of phone. But, like when we go to Boiling Crab, you have to sign in or whatever. And they send you a text. Like, if you when we tell you to come, if you're not here in, like, 3 minutes, your table's gone. So, like, if you're not at the location when it's time to go, you're just not going to get in there. So, if somebody is in the way, on the, like, in the, you know, the room or whatever, on the app, if you're not physically in line at that time, people that are on the wait list that are in the surrounding area can just go. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know how many people can fit in that room. Like, there's not even that type of information. Like, there was events that had, like, 3,000 people had it on their schedule. It's a 200-person room.
Right.
Max.
Like, how are you gonna make that work? And it, of course, yes, there's people that have it, that put it on their schedule and don't go. But you still need to be prepared for
At least half
more,
that number.
Yeah, for you need to be prepared for more people showing up than the room can fit. And you need to know how to
manage that. How to manage that. Yeah. Dissipate that area if that is the case. Because like, that Demon Slayer, I mean, that could have went a whole nother way.
It could have.
It really could have went a whole nother way. At 6:30, you should not be picking people out of a mob
and,
of people.
And literally, like, four people at a time. Like, okay, you, like, how did you think that was, you thought that was going to work?
At 6:30,
you thought that was going to work, and the panel starts at 7, and you gotta pick out 250 people? That wasn't going to work.
And I'm telling you, as soon as they said the line was capped, everybody just left. There was no riot. There was nothing. Like, everybody just left like they would have left in the first fucking place.
Well. Anime Expo.
It's over now. Luckily, I got the shirt this year because it might not be that. But, yeah, I do think that they have some things that they need to work on. They need to figure it out if they're going to... If they are going to sell that many tickets, they need to figure it out. Because you're making good-ass money. These tickets are not cheap. Mm-mm. At all. And granted, everything there is expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the vendors are making money. Everybody is making money. And it's not the vendor's fault. But I'm saying Anime Expo as a whole is
it's
making a hell of a lot of money, yes, off of these tickets. Like,
and if we're paying you to deliver a nice convention, then that's what you need to do.
If you need to sell less tickets, sell less tickets. Like, it's okay. If this sells out, like, months in advance, then it sells out. Like, if people can't, like, if you can't accommodate the number of people that are coming to your event in the location that you were having the event, don't have that many people there. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to accommodate everybody, because that's how you end up looking stupid. That's how you end up looking like you are right now. Like, people are complaining, like, calling your convention Lion Con. That wouldn't make me feel good.
Right. And that wasn't even something that happened this year. That's something that's been going on, is people calling it Lion Con.
Right. Like, I wouldn't feel, like, you know, happy about that.
Right.
Like, no matter how much money I was making from it, I wouldn't be like, oh, well, you know, they're going to come anyway. It's like, that's not the purpose. But I don't know. They got some work to do. Hopefully next year they get it together. I won't be buying a ticket no time soon until there's like some reparations given. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Once again, shout out to everyone who's, you know, tuning in from pin that, you know, running into us at AX. Shout out to what was her at? It's
Things or Things Nat Says.
Shout out to Things Nat Says. Shout out to Kira Please and King Vader for chopping it up with us. They were, you know, super cool. They weren't, you know, Hollywood or nothing. They didn't mind talking to us for a little bit. But yeah, shout out to everyone who was at Anime Expo. And it's a wrap.
Wait, we have to plug our socials.
Oh yeah. If you don't already, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, both at SQ_AnimePod. Yeah, we're trying to get more active on both Twitter and Instagram, so definitely interact with us. also, you know, you could take a screenshot or a screen record of you listening to the episode, send it to us. We love that. Tell a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. You can follow me personally at Strange Keith on Twitter.
You can follow me at Quirky Jerk on Twitter. There's no need to follow anybody on Instagram because we don't really use our personal Instagrams like that.
Right.
But yeah, so just Twitter. Yeah. Next episode will be a little bit brighter. Yeah, so thank you for listening, because
yeah, thanks guys,
this was a lot.
Thanks for listening to us rip into Anime Expo.
Drag. But yeah, we're signing off, guys. Thank you.
All right.